What's up, y'all? Episode 143 of I Said What I Said podcast, starring your girl Jazzy, Sasha, and Shannon. Hey. She's back. I made her come. I said it. You need to be here.
This is very last minute, but you know, I'm here.
You need to be here. Like,
you have no clue what we have in store for you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What are we talking about?
Debauchery and nonsense, as per you.
I like nonsense.
Listen, it's sometimes fun. You need one day out of the week just to just not take shit serious.
Yeah.
I think that's not bad.
Ignorance is bliss. I'm seeing that more and more lately. Okay.
Yeah, y'all want to live in Delulu.
Let's go. We got to speed it up. Yeah, we got places to go, y'all.
Yeah, because I would never come in here with a full beaten wig fully on. At least a hat.
You doing your song mood?
Song mood of the week. Let's break it down. What do we got? How are we feeling?
I'm feeling Jaguar 2.
Yeah, the whole album.
But I'm gonna say my favorite song is Hollywood featuring Earth, Wind, and Fire. Because that was me and my grandmother, Earth, Wind, and Fire, like that was our thing, and it was just like what it was about, just like it was just beautiful.
It's so beautiful.
I didn't even know it would feature them until I heard somebody singing. I'm like, who the fuck? But I look at my radio and it says Earth. I was like,
Fire. Yeah,
it just makes sense.
Her whole aesthetic is 70s, yes, but like modernized, so it just makes sense to have Earth, Wind, and Fire on your album with you. It just makes.
I love the whole thing.
The whole album. I don't know. It's something about
and
Cadillac.
It's a leather pack. Short, sweet to the point.
It's not heavy. It's not toxic. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, it's feel good.
It feel good.
It's feel good music. Like, and we need that right now. Yeah. I feel like a lot of people haven't dropped this year. We'll get into that. But a lot of people haven't really dropped this year. But her, yeah. I was waiting for that
all
year.
They're getting their tour money.
Yeah.
They're worried about their tour money, which I'm not mad at because, you know, I don't mind waiting for new music as long as you're giving me quality. Mm-hmm. I don't want no slap shit, bullshit, read 'em and weep, single bass music, because that's what the younger kids are doing, and that's good and fine for them. But the ones that people anticipate, we wait for y'all because we know we're going to get a Jaguar. This was This is 5 years since the last project.
Yeah, it had to be.
And it's so different, and it shows you quality.
It shows you she took her time. Mm-hmm. It makes a difference, and it's beautiful.
And it also shows you, like, you got to know how to use a sample. I feel like people are literally just singing the whole song.
We talked about
You know what I was great to say that. It was like when she used a sample.
It was so subtle.
It was like the sample wasn't already, like, you know what I'm saying, even there. And that's what I'm kind of, like, not liking with today's music.
Yes, everybody is the same song,
and they're doing it because, you know, it's just like I hate it.
They're not doing it well.
No, they're not. I hate it.
And drill pony song, Genuine's Pony, sampled for a drill song.
And you can't sample everything at that. Like,
you
gotta sample
the songs alone. But these artists are signing off on it
because they need money. They want the money.
Like, Nelly should have never gave NLE that song.
No,
he should have never let him touch on it.
Bad. That was really bad.
I have never listened to that song. I've never watched the video.
I only saw the clip. But the thing is, like, I'm like,
you're not gonna play in my face.
No,
you're not
waste your time.
Never.
You're not gonna allow you.
She's the song mood. Period. The whole album.
Cadillac is my favorite song.
Yeah,
it's so beautiful.
Cadillac is
such
my favorite
a beautiful song.
I love it. That is my song mood. I mean, it's Labor Day weekend.
I like I'm the One too.
Oh, I'm the One. Yes. Is so good.
Like, nigga, why you don't know? Horse, like,
why you don't know?
I love it. It's
I
just
am
like
the one. Why you don't
she's
see
it?
That?
She's it. She got it
Sing,
all going
dance,
on right now.
Charismatic personality.
I mean,
beautiful
fine.
Family.
That's her daughter's beautiful.
You're giving me deja vu because we literally said this in like 2 episodes ago when we were talking about it. She's next up.
Yeah,
she's next up for sure.
Yeah.
Sucks that she did get a bigger venue for her concert. However, we will not.
The day we come back from our birthday trip. Damn.
I'm sad.
I'm so sad
because I've been waiting for her to drop. Because I knew she was going to make it bigger or like do another show. So it sucks.
Well, in case
but
she make it bigger and do another
but
show.
But I'm looking at it as the bright side as though we got Jaguar 2.
Yeah.
Who's this? You know what I'm saying? What's to come next? And that shit might be bigger, better, grander. And we might, you know what I'm saying? We will get to experience that. But we'll get Jaguar 2, and whatever the third is to come. That's what I'm going to like.
She's not going anywhere.
She's not.
She's been around.
I'm bummed, but I'm just trying to look at it. You know what I'm saying?
She's been writing herself into one of those.
She's been writing. People just got on Victoria.
They don't know her catalog.
She's, They've been out writing for years. She's been writing for some of the biggest artists. I know for a fact she's not going anywhere. This is her time now. Mm-hmm. So
I confess.
And I feel like we're going to be at the show when she's literally like
at the height
of it. At the height of it all. Yeah. I'm with it.
It's okay.
It's okay. I love a concert. No.
Me too.
Yeah.
I low-key wanted the album not to be as good, so I wouldn't feel bad about not getting tickets to the concert.
I don't know why you would wish that.
And now it's amazing. I'm pissed.
I didn't expect anything less because it's Victoria Moon.
Yeah, I said it.
Certain artists, confess. I don't doubt them at all. I just wait for things to come out.
I love it.
Yeah. I'm glad we all got the same song. She's just so fine.
She's it.
Play her in the shower. Ooh, your day gonna get started.
It hit crazy.
Listen.
Yeah.
Well, we don't really have any celebrity bullshit. Anything that happened this week, I'm gonna be honest. I'm not fucking talking about
it. Who cares?
I'm not talking about it either.
I
said what I had to say on social media, and I mean what the fuck
I
said.
If you follow niggas on there, you will see.
I'm not dumbing. I'm not taking back nothing that I said.
You think the people that listen to us and watch us, you really think they come on here to hear us give our takes on celebrity bullshit?
They might. I don't know. I have no idea.
Let me not discount that. But today, y'all not getting it because I just don't have the wherewithal.
No.
I want to stay on a high with
Victoria. Honestly, I listen for the topics. I like y'all take on the topics.
So, speaking of topics, let's get into the breakdown.
Boom.
Listen, summer is coming to an end. Like I said, it is Labor Day weekend. So, I want us to break down what was our drink of the summer.
Oh.
We're finally going to talk about what we thought was the song of the summer. Event of the summer. And let's just overall talk about if summer 23 was good to us, because I've seen a lot of people complaining.
I guess I'll go since I'm the guest.
You thought this was? You know the drill. Guest.
Drink of the summer. I'm a Douce girl, but I don't know. I feel like I had a lot of whiskey sours.
Okay.
Why did you do
that? I don't know why. I was following Brianne. Shout out to Brianne. So I had a lot of whiskey sours. But Douce still has my heart. Song of the summer. Mm-mm. I don't know if I could give Taliban's a song of the summer.
I heard it in the spring.
I don't think I've been out enough. Just for me, I haven't been out enough to hear it.
Maybe I haven't.
But I feel like I haven't gone out a lot. That's what
this
I
is
heard
my
it
thing,
I
don't right?
Know,
it hits so well in the spring and in the summertime. It was like it slowed down.
I've been out enough. I've been out every weekend. But when I hear it, it's like you think it's a song of the summer. But when it come on, it's like we're hyped. But it don't feel like, oh my God, like everybody's going crazy.
It's
about
not like what
song.
Last lasted. I'm sorry.
Like
everybody's singing the shit.
I'm going to be honest. I really don't think we had a song of the summer.
Yeah, I don't think Ski is a song of the summer.
Oh, that might be.
Some people will say it. Y'all think Ski is there?
I don't think Ski was that like crazy to Drift. Drift could be the song of the summer.
A lot of people were saying that.
Drift could be the song of the summer. Honestly, I think Drift hit harder than Taliban's
at one point, but no. No.
I just don't feel as if I've been out a lot, and then when I have, I can't hear things. Sometimes
you
like
get that checked out?
No, sometimes when I'm like inebriated or whatever.
Yeah.
I just like I'm
you
just,
hear whatever
I'm just,
you want to hear.
You know how like it's muffled?
You just
it's like it's muffled and you like you could just hear. I could just hear the boom.
It's
I could
just
hear
vibes.
The bass, the vibes. I swear
vibes
to God.
I'm not even judging.
I'm very alert. I'm aware, but I can't hear. I'm just like I'm just dancing.
She had baddie, she's showing her panty. She's shaking like jelly.
100,000 bands in Chanel.
Event of the summer.
Renaissance.
Go to Renaissance.
You know what?
That's a shady bitch.
I didn't even think of that.
I thought you was going to say Renaissance.
I didn't think of that as an event because I've been to
it was a concert in
I go
my
to
life.
So many concerts.
It feels like an event, honestly.
It was an event because we were dancing. But I danced, I'm going to be honest, I danced more at the Drake concert than I did at the Beyonce concert.
Concert of the year. Beyonce.
Concert of our lives.
Concert of my life. That was the best concert I ever been to. But event of the summer, I'm going to say Henny Day.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
It was fun.
I had to leave early.
I was done.
She couldn't.
I think Henny Day was really good for the last one.
She couldn't.
I think.
No, y'all seen that tweet? Like, what is it like? Basically, like when older people would complain about that you like. That you understand now.
Yes.
Mine is the base of the music. I have, oh, I can't, really? I have to, I'm just done. Like,
I get
I'm
overheated.
Done. I'm
so
done. I'm done.
You mix heat with a bass coming through your chest, and it gives, I don't know what it's called.
When
but
we were
it's
by the stage, I'm like, I gotta back up.
Even
this
right
is
there,
too much.
And I feel like I've unlocked the level
the speaker
of
was coming straight
knowing
the
when enough is enough and knowing when to. I think
Irish,
I unlocked that
Irish
level.
Irish goodbye. Yeah.
I unlocked that level.
So we went, okay, so we're gonna keep it short, but like, we went to Marlo's after Henny Day, and I had a curfew for myself. I set an alarm because I was like, I have to be in the house I have to leave by 12. And I was in the lift by myself. Like, this feels so weird, but something about it feels good.
Yes.
Just leaving.
People call it an Irish exit or an Irish goodbye.
I'm going to
start. But you told people
that
you were leaving. Yeah. There's people that don't tell you they're leaving. They just go.
I don't like that.
And then you text
people
them, like, where did you go? There's people that do that. You text them, where did you go? And they'd be like, yo, I left.
No.
That's a real Irish goodbye. But yeah, I knew you were leaving.
But it felt good to just leave. And that's why a lot of times I don't want to drink and smoke too much, because I don't smoke. Take edibles too much because I don't want to do too much because I like driving, because I like getting in the car and leaving when I feel like leaving. Yeah. But lately it's been Lyft, because you know you want to turn up a little more.
And I don't mind taking a Lyft if I gotta take a
Lyft.
You
gotta do what you
gotta
do.
Do what I got to do.
Yeah.
Period.
But yeah, Beyonce, I mean, that was a life changing experience. Yeah. I can't compare that to anything else I've ever been to in my life. And it sounds, of course, it sounds like Beehive, but it's like,
it's not dramatic.
She is who she is
for a reason.
You can't deny it anymore.
It's so cute to be a contrarian, but you got to give credit where credit is due.
You
got to
give
Beyonce
respect.
Beyonce is the
That's a lot of outfits.
Over 100
black boots.
Over 100.
The Marbella outfit. You're going to be very soon.
They said mine was in the right here for the fall.
They said she and her something bag.
Her hijab bag. Her hijab
bag. No, that outfit was crazy.
It's one of the most simple, but that Marc Jacobs outfit was fucking fire.
It was good.
Shout out to the stylist. I know, I forgot the name of the one girl, but she does what she's supposed to do.
Yeah.
Drink of the summer for me, I transitioned back into drinking more tequila. Mm-hmm. I had taken a break from it because I wasn't getting good tequila, and then everywhere we were going, motherfuckers wanted to order Casamigos.
I don't like
shit
Casamigos
is
at all.
It's bottom barrel.
It's disgusting.
Bottom barrel.
We be sending each other videos on TikTok and Instagram. Anybody that works at like Bottle King, any of these liquor stores, they will tell you Casamigos is bottom barrel.
It used to be good.
George Clooney sold the company, and now they mass produce it because it got so fucking hyped up
like
in the black
pee.
community, and they put Matt Addison.
It's about to happen to Donnie soon. It is.
Dwayne about to get fucked up. It is.
Damn.
Delroy. Donovan.
Whatever.
Donovan.
I got Dante.
What would you say the event was of the summer?
What did I have the most fun at this summer? It's probably gonna be Henny Day.
Yeah.
I haven't had a feeling being out and just knowing that I'm gonna see people and the anticipation behind it and everything. I know that was the event of the summer for me. I knew that I had my most fun there, because we've been out and certain things have been fun.
Yeah, but not like
more
oh
than
my
that.
God.
Like if it was that, it was literally like the chill, the backyard vibes, like the family shit.
Honestly,
that's been the best part of the
that
summer.
That was the best vibes of the summer.
That was
like
the best
besides
part of the
any
summer.
Day, just being in the backyard with close knit friends.
And I feel like
Henny
Day was like that because it was like a big ass version of a family reunion.
Yeah.
So that's why I think it gave that vibe. Plus, just the music was on point. Everything was good. It was just a vibe.
Shout out to 1UP.
Yeah.
He tried at the end, but you know.
Cut that boy set.
But I know where he was going. I know where he was
headed. That's why you need 4 generators.
I know where he was
headed. People don't understand. You got to have more than 1 generator.
You do.
It will knock out. Shit.
But yeah.
Song of the summer.
Nothing.
I'm going to give it to Talibans. You want to know why? Because even if it didn't move you in the moment that you were listening to it, everybody else around you knew the words, and everybody was singing it word for word.
And then they came out with that whack-ass remix. I'm sorry, the remix was trash. So I said what I said, right?
I don't hate it, but I don't love it.
Remix was trash.
I don't hate it. I think the video was very stupid.
I didn't even watch the video.
It was just annoying.
It was just off.
I'm gonna give it to Taliban because that's the only song that I've seen everybody collectively sing and go up for this summer.
Okay.
Ski, the girls do get hype when you play that song, especially if you drunken and you in your bag. That song is like Delhi. That's coming up a little bit, but it's not no song of the summer.
Yeah.
No. But I'm gonna give it to Taliban for sure. I'm gonna give it to them. Yeah.
Okay. Mm. What about you, Jazz? My drink of the summer, may I say espresso martini. I got that a lot.
I need to try that.
But I've got it recently with tequila. It's really... No, it doesn't. With tequila. It's not like a stomach bubbler, like, at all.
Okay.
Because it doesn't have milk. Like, it's not like...
I see some girls...
And then the coffee. And then the coffee. But, yeah, the coffee...
But it keeps you up.
Yeah, it keeps you up. It's never like, sent me to the bathroom, like, ever. And I had them, like, all the time.
That says a lot.
Okay.
Like, latte.
No, it doesn't have milk. It doesn't have milk in it. It's just that. Like, it doesn't. It's just that and, like, vodka or tequila. I like it with tequila, too.
Tequila, the girls are saying.
It's really good. Reposado is really good.
I'm going to try that.
Somebody said something. Get it with mezcal.
Maybe the next
one. Because the smokiness of the espresso and the smokiness of mezcal. But mezcal is an acquired taste. A lot of people don't like it.
Yeah.
So, got to see. Well, you know what? Let's move on to number two.
Why are you laughing?
I just want to know, if y'all don't mind sharing.
Oh, God.
When has the block button been used on you? Has anyone ever blocked you? And if they did, why they did that? How'd it happen? And if you want to go into detail, you know.
Like phone-wise?
No, anything. Phone, social media. Have you ever been blocked?
I've been blocked. Don't even know why I've been blocked by bitches. Don't know why.
By bitches.
Don't know why. Like literally, don't know why. Don't know why I've been blocked. Whatever.
It's the whatever for me.
It's the whatever.
I've been blocked.
That makes me feel like you know.
No. I swear to God, I don't. I don't know. Sometimes I've been blocked because of association. Sometimes I've been blocked because
I've got
a nigga association. Whereas though. Their niggas associating themselves with me.
Oh, you know? What do you mean by that?
Like
associating themselves with
They
you?
Have been like overly to like a guy probably have been overly sharing their interests about me without me knowing. And then the girl that they like been dealing with.
Oh, that's weird though.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I don't know what to do with that.
Yeah. I didn't
oh, know. Yeah. I thought it was like somebody's boyfriend
no.
was sharing interest in you.
No.
Yeah. And I've never been blocked.
That's nice.
That's good.
I've never been blocked, but I don't know. My life's not really rocky, you know, if that makes sense.
Pun intended.
Like it's not, I don't put myself in situations to be blocked. Mm-hmm. I've blocked, but I've never been blocked. There's been people that stopped talking to me, but like, have I been ghosted for real? For real? I think maybe once.
Ghosting and blocking is two different things.
Yeah, I know, but I'm trying. I don't know. I've never been blocked. I've never sent a message and got text go green. Never.
Okay, yeah.
That has never happened to me before.
Text go green
and maybe that. Yeah, no, I don't know. I've been unfollowed.
That ain't blocked though. You can go on their page if you want
to.
But yeah, no, never been blocked. Mm. Never been blocked.
Social media, I don't believe that I've ever been blocked. Okay. Oh, celebrity wise, yes. Oh. Who gives a fuck
Girl.
About
that?
I don't give a fuck about them bitches. I've blocked by like somebody that I know on social media.
Yeah.
Now, if I block somebody, hell the fuck yeah.
Yeah.
You have to do it. Get the fuck up out of here.
Yeah.
Blocked on the phone, I have been blocked. That's because. I met y'all through dating apps. Y'all were fucking boring or you guys were really weird and I was not consistent with conversation and I had a guy.
Oh, so they blocked
me. They blocked me. So I wasn't responding fast enough for them. So I've been blocked. I don't care because
responding fast enough for it to go nowhere.
For
you to invite me to your house. To watch a movie or something. For you to
steal my shoes.
Not go out of your.
Because you would steal my shoes and give it to your girlfriend. I believe
what
that.
The fuck are you talking about? Who stole your shoes, Jackson?
I feel like there's a story behind that.
What?
I don't know. But I feel like niggas would do that.
I don't Wait, like that thing. Y'all haven't seen that shit on Twitter and TikTok?
No. Who stole somebody's shoes?
This girl. Okay. That was a good segue. Because this girl talks about how like... she saw this boy out on the street or whatever. They, you know, they hit it off or whatever. Come to find out, they had like matched on whatever the dating app. Mm. So I guess like after they met on the street, he went back to the dating app. It was like, oh hey, we matched before. Whatever, they linked up, they went out, it was fine, they had a good time. Came, she invited him back to the house or whatever. They did whatever they fucking did. He said to her, oh, I want you to hear this, I want you to hear this playlist on Spotify. And she was like, okay. He was like, but I don't have Spotify. He was like, can I use your phone or whatever to go, you know, to the playlist? She was like, okay. So she gave him his phone or whatever, and he was like, oh, damn. He was like, I can't find the playlist for a reason. She's like, okay, gives it back. They fall asleep or whatever. She wakes up. Mm-mm. She's doing whatever, and he leaves and stuff like that or whatever. She's like just whatever, sitting in her room, and she realizes a pair of her, I guess they're Mary Janes. There's some shoe. They look like baby doll shoes with the hooves, you know, like the cow print. The cow.
What's the name was talking about?
I seen it on social media, but I scrolled past.
She was like, wait a minute, like, where are my shoes? So whatever. So she had like, was like, you know, I'm just going to like see whatever. So she went through her phone. When he was looking up the playlist, he deleted his number out of her phone. Unmatched himself from the app and deleted whatever else. So she has zero anything of him.
It's just to steal a pair of shoes?
Pair of shoes?
Yeah, I guess it costs like $900 or whatever. So after she put the video out, people would like come in like to help her out. They gave her like his sister's information, like everybody. She was able to say whatever. So I guess the video she made, he had hit her. He had like texted her some shit and was like, oh, whatever, you know, I got money. He was like, hey, I'll just give you the, gaslighting her, like, I'll just give you the money for the shoes,
but
blah,
then
blah,
why
blah.
Did you steal them so though, then,
like,
sir?
So when he was just like saying all of that stuff. So basically he and then he gave the shoes to his girlfriend, and she saw the, I guess somebody mm-hmm. sent her a picture of the girlfriend in the shoes. So she screenshotted, was like, yo, like, basically you gave my girlfriend, I need, give me my shoes back. So he basically like apologized, gave her shoes back, and blah blah blah. Like,
the way I would throw up as the girlfriend. Yuck.
You stole these shoes from a
you
bitch.
You gave me
that
another
fucked.
Bitch shoes.
The girlfriend probably told that nigga to do it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If you gonna be out here cheating, at least
that's
bring
them dirty
back.
Couples. Like, you ever seen a dirty couple? Like, they just
setting
both,
people up.
They both set people up.
Doing
scam,
nasty shit.
Just, ugh. Nasty.
You stole a pair of Mary Jane.
Y'all definitely wearing like the Candy and Todd movie.
No.
I was 15 minutes in. Brianne told me to go back. So
I'm not
I'm
doing
go
that.
Back.
Yeah,
I
watched
like,
it.
Maybe
not
tonight
that.
When I'm drunk, I'll go back.
I'm not doing that. That's not
the end. Right. You're going to be like, eh. All right, anyway. All right, yeah, okay, let's go.
Anyway.
Thank crazy. You for giving me context on what I see people
yeah,
talking about. And
I scrolled right past that shit. I didn't know what was happening.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Mary
James. Wow.
Yeah, but sometimes you gotta block people. Sometimes people gotta block you.
It's okay.
Whatever you have to do for your peace,
even if it's not to my knowledge, do whatever.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
No.
And sometimes you don't have to block. Sometimes you just have to stop talking to people and they'll get the hint.
Yeah.
What tell you about coming in here?
I'm not a blocker. I'm like,
don't
I truly
mean to, don't be being mean and having our audience look at you being mean.
It's I'm not being mean. It you setting up a boundary for yourself, because some people will play on your phone all day.
Play on your top. You're not gonna play on my top
and make it go. It's going nowhere. Where am I going?
There's inconsistency. I don't blame anybody for blocking me for inconsistency. If I was not texting you fast enough, I told you I had a job. If you didn't believe me and you think that I was supposed to be texting you within 2 minutes of you sending a text message and that wasn't good enough for you.
Some people will really turn that shit around on you, and it's like, no, you're the problem.
Keep that reverse psychology out of here.
Which is why I'm not talking to you no more.
Go to work.
Moving on.
The fuck? Date, we have date etiquette. How do you feel about a date turning into a group outing? Oh. Rude or not?
In what way, right? So say we're on the date and it's mad fun, and then it's like,
no,
oh, I'm about
so
to.
So you're okay, out yeah. on you and
said,
then,
no,
you because no. I'll leave. I was listening to another podcast where they brought up something of this nature and they were talking about it, and then I thought about it and I'm like, that ain't never happened to me.
Yes,
it
has.
Did. It's happened to me.
It did
once.
Happen to you.
More than once.
Not sure. You just must be a good time. I just want to take you on the
take
town.
Take advantage of me. It happened to me twice. So it was a first date. Mm-hmm. I went out with somebody and they had their friend there. And I didn't know.
That's weird. That's weird. Fuck. That's weird. I would leave.
Yeah.
I thought this was a date.
Had their friend there. It started out like that. It was just me and that person. I was asked out, met them there, and then their friend was there.
Maybe he thought you was the type that wanted two niggas. You ever thought about that?
No, he was an idiot.
You know, that's inappropriate. Because either way, you have to slide that in, not on the first date.
That happens to me a lot. Another first date, the cousin came.
Maybe they think she down for that. Maybe you give that off.
Oh, train?
Take me. Yeah.
Oh, I said it's not a train. MMF.
It's not a train.
It's not a train.
MMF. See, we have to unlearn the shit that we have been taught.
Everyone thinks that's a train.
You do talk about it a lot.
What, MMFs? Mm-hmm. I don't. I don't want two dicks.
I do.
I didn't.
I say it all the time. That's one of my fantasies.
Oh, but it's like, is it a fantasy that you want? Are you going to act on it?
It's a fantasy. Because a lot of girls, that's a
fantasy, and they're not about that life.
No, I think I'm about it.
I'm not really about the wheelchair life. But it's a fantasy.
I don't want to talk about your kinks. I don't want to talk about your kinks right now.
It's a fantasy.
You and your bullshit.
It's a fantasy.
I think I could actually go through with it. I think it just has to be right place, right time.
What's right the right place and right time to take two dicks?
Take. Big hits.
Smack.
Fuck you.
Take it.
Vacation.
Wow.
Honestly, vacation.
It would be the best.
Yeah, that's like the main thing I think
about. I feel
about.
Like that's like top tier.
It's some sort of vacation. Yeah.
Water.
I think.
Liquor.
Yeah, liquor twin is involved.
Brothers. Twin brothers.
That I have a book.
Cousins. Cousins.
I have a book.
Best friends.
What's up?
Cousins is crazy.
Let's make best it happen.
Friend. I would be the woman on vacation to give the best friends a story to tell.
Yeah.
Like, they both fall in love with you.
I will do it. I think it would be such a great time.
What would I be doing? How we get here?
I don't know. Okay, yeah. No, I've never. My date has never turned into a group setting.
Mine neither.
Mine has.
Damn.
Three times I've realized. I just realized that in this moment.
I had a date one time where I told him I was meeting y'all at Marlowe's, and he asked if he could come. I looked at him like I couldn't control my facial expression. I looked at him like he was crazy. He was like, oh. It was the most awkward moment. It was so awkward.
You was mean to that boy. I seen it in your face.
I was not mean to him.
Your face was mean. You weren't mean. Your face was mean.
But I can't control my facial expressions. Because it's like that. Especially when it's something you would never ask. Mm-hmm. I would never ask to go with you.
Is that what you think we're going to do?
Right. You think I'm going to introduce you to my sister and my friends on our first date. Interesting. Okay.
Maybe they want the night to end. Mm-hmm. Good company. We don't know anything.
Moving on.
We don't know anything. No. How about you, Jasmine?
No.
That's weird.
It's me and you. It's me and you. And that's it.
Period.
It's never been... It's always been like somebody has popped up in a sense. The first one where his friend was there, I didn't know. Like, I came... We were chilling at a table and then his friend came and he actually told his friend to meet him there.
And now
he's
like, friend looked better.
His friend didn't look better. But he's like, I thought that, you know, you were going to bring other people.
Enough.
But we didn't discuss that. Enough. You said, first we were supposed to go out to the movies. But we didn't go to the movies. It was the finals. So I was like, I actually need to see this game. Can we go to a sports bar? So I like switched it. He's like, oh, bet. But it's still a date.
Oh.
We spoke about it.
Yeah, no, that's still weird.
Still a date. The other one, your cousin just happened to be walking by, see us in a restaurant, and then he joined us. Now, that one, the cousin did look better.
Mm. Mm. Damn. What you do in that case?
Yep. And another one was coerced into going out with his coworkers.
Never mind.
No.
I was about to say something.
Don't start your shit.
Number four. Number four.
Sassy nigga era.
Oh.
Let's get in the men's business.
I want to put a disclaimer. I've been seeing a lot of sassy nigga rhetoric. And I just want to put a disclaimer to sit there and say, for me, I feel like that term is very problematic. It's to me, it's a nice way for bitches to be like,
you gay.
Niggas is gay.
You acting gay.
And that's fucked up.
That's ignorant too.
But we ain't going to sit here and act like some of the things that some people say are not funny. when you really bring light to certain shit that they say niggas is sassy like, about.
Sassy about that.
Shaking the table. Like, it can be funny, but it is, it's another way for you to get your homophobia off.
Yeah.
But.
Absolutely.
What I want to do is, I'm going to talk about something.
I already said that. I already talked about it.
Listen. What do you find men, what do you find men doing nowadays that can equate to them being quote unquote sassy?
Whining. Like, stop whining.
No. What you mean whining? Whining or complain? Give a scenario. Are they complaining about work? Are they complaining about a family issue? Are they whining about something you did?
Just shut the fuck up. They just
no, Jasmine. Just shut the fuck up. Because then we're not acknowledging their feelings. And then what? I'm not even trying to be.
I'm not saying it sarcastically.
But you have to think about it the other way around. If they can't come to us and complain and bitch and moan. Let's just call it bitching and moaning because we do it sometimes too.
No, we do it sometimes.
Then
too.
It's not we a safe space for them. Because we're doing the same thing. And if a nigga was just to brush us off and be like, you complaining too fucking much. That's the problem with you women. Then it would be, oh, shit. He ain't shit. But we can't say they're whining. Mm. We all whine. Especially depending on what type of month it is. Whoever you're fucking with, if they can't come to you and complain, I feel like that's not a safe space. Now, you're not going to be coming to me and complaining every single day about things that have solutions. Hmm. But if you're annoyed about something or upset about something, mm-hmm. or you have something on your mind like, yo, I've been really trying to get this off, or this is the route I'm trying to go with this. It's actually going to turn me on that you're coming to me with that information. I would hope that I'm the person that you want to talk to about things like that. But I don't think that's sassy.
Men say every single day, the only people they can talk to are their homeboys. And then their homeboys are doing the same exact thing. So it's the blind leading the fucking blind.
That's unfortunate.
No, but I really don't be seeing niggas. I don't really see, like, sassy stuff, like, from guys. Like, I don't know what that really like.
I don't really understand.
I don't know what that is. I don't know what it is.
I think they're saying sassy.
Maybe, like, attitude.
No, men thinking that they need to be courted. Or they think, men thinking that they need to be.
I was thinking more so, like, attitude. Like,
No, or some, I've been seeing women call men sassy when they bring up an issue. Like, I didn't like when you did this.
Yeah.
Or I don't like when you did that. But actually,
is that not self-awareness?
Tell me what you don't like, because then that's called communication. That means you're actually okay with confronting things. The problem is a lot of women don't take accountability for their actions.
A lot of women have been taught to tell men to shut the fuck up.
Disclaimer, I'm not a pick me. Everyone out there, I'm not a pick me.
Why you gotta put a disclaimer up there?
You have to put the disclaimer because as soon as you start talking about women, it's boom, 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 boom. But the reality is women don't take accountability for shit.
Some women and some men.
But as soon as you try to tell a woman about herself, it's... You get the look first
because they're not.
She might calm down.
A lot of people.
But you get the look first, like you spit in her face or some shit.
A lot of people have come onto certain platforms and have made it their business,
yes,
not to tell women about themselves. That's what they sit there and label it as,
but to downplay women
and tell people that you shouldn't be doing this, you shouldn't feel like this. If you want to get this from a nigga, then you need to go and you need to do this.
Mm-hmm.
That's different than telling somebody that's something that's constructive.
Right.
There's a difference between giving advice and wanting to downplay somebody because you're trying to break somebody down. There's a lot of women there's a lot of women that don't listen. There's a lot of women that add to the... There's some women that I know that are more misogynistic than men.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
Like, I don't know. Lately, I've been hearing a lot of women say they don't like when men come to them with stuff or complain.
I feel like that's problematic as fuck.
But I don't get that because it's like, you are his safe space.
When I'm talking. He don't tell me his feelings. He bottled everything up. Yeah, because you told that nigga to shut the fuck up when he tried to bring something to your attention in the first place.
Or just shut it down in general. Like I said, if you are a nigga that's complaining every fucking day, get your shit together. Mm-hmm. But if it's really him coming to you and just genuinely wanting you to just be an open ear, or not even give him advice, just listen, or maybe he does want your take on it. Why is that?
Yeah, because problem? Men have been taught to keep their feelings mm-hmm. bottled. Vulnerability means weakness, and yeah. don't show it. So then when they blow up and they have these mental breakdowns, or they have these wild misogynistic views about life and what women are supposed to be there for, they do not know how to maneuver in the world. Or when they get hit with somebody that's actually telling them to open up, they shut down and retreat because they don't yeah. know how to do it. Honestly, because if they talk, they're a bitch.
I think
because only bitches complain.
I think a lot of things in life just boil down to growth.
You got to unlearn it.
You got to unlearn. Because there was a lot of times in my past relationship where, like, I wasn't receptive to criticism. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd be told about myself. I'd be like, how fucking dare you? Mm-hmm. Or, like, literally that face, like, I just got spit on. That would be mm-hmm. me, because I would be so offended because I know I'm the type of person, everything I do, I have good intentions.
Yeah.
So, but just because you have good intentions doesn't mean you can't hurt people. Or doesn't mean that
you can't cross a boundary
or come off offensive. So, I was completely oblivious sometimes to me hurting his feelings. And then he'd be like, you know what, I really didn't appreciate that. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Yeah. But now that I look back, it's like, wow, you completely shot that out mm-hmm. when you should have been like, you know what, yeah, that rose really fucked up what
or
I did,
break this or down, let me see how I hurt you so that I don't
yes,
do it again.
What is it about it that hurt you, or what is it about it that triggered you, or just whatever it was? Because a lot of times people will be triggered by things that have nothing to do with you and bring it to you as if it's your problem too.
Well,
projection is a big thing. However, that's still a conversation that could have been had if I was receptive in the mm-hmm. first place. Mm-hmm. So
I'm not gonna bring it up to you if I realize that you're not listening.
Yeah,
and that's a man and woman thing. Because me personally, I be playing around sometimes. But when I say motherfuckers can't open up, I'm not talking about men. I'm talking about myself in general.
Yeah,
I need to be in safe spaces with people that I trust for me to really put words to how I feel.
Because the biggest thing people be like, oh my god, why didn't you tell me, or why didn't you just say something? And it's like,
where you
then
gonna
I
listen?
Say it and
right.
it was gonna go in one ear out the other, or you would have laughed or taken it as a joke. So it's like everything boils down to growth.
I don't know,
we gotta grow up.
I don't know, the sassy nigga era that women want to sit here and say that it's an epidemic of men. I just think that there's a really big discord between black men and black women. I talk about it all the time. I'm not about to really get into mm-hmm. it, but I just think there's a really big discord. I feel as if we sat down as men and women that were willing to grow and learn and mm-hmm. change certain behaviors, then we would realize we're complaining about the same thing about yeah. one another.
I tweeted the other day, I said I feel like we're all in a circle mm-hmm. and it's just a big ball of repellent in the middle mm-hmm. and nobody's fucking listening. Nope. Nobody's listening. Everybody's nagging, everybody's picking at the other. And nobody's willing to just have conversation. Nobody's willing to understand
the
other party.
Everybody, they want to humble everybody.
I'm not even talking about man versus woman. I'm talking about woman versus woman, mm-hmm. man versus man. Everybody.
Yeah.
It's a war on everything. It's this has to be this way, that has to be that way. There's a think piece on everything. Mm-hmm. When some things are just night and day, white and black. You don't have to do a think piece on every single thing. It's just that circle, that middle part, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
I don't know what's going to happen, but let me tell you something. Y'all niggas, express yourselves. That is not sassy.
It's not.
Y'all sitting
but
here and
find the right person to express yourself to. There are women out there that are receptive, and if they're not and you're still feeling them, maybe that's a conversation you should have. Like, y'all, sometimes you come to me with stuff. Why don't I mm-hmm. feel comfortable coming to you with stuff? And that I feel like a lot of people aren't having hard conversations because it's very uncomfortable
It's
very uncomfortable in a talking stage to tell somebody about themselves. But maybe you'll be that person to let them know, you know what?
I think that's the best time.
I did that shit in the past, and you're the first person to actually point it out, and I'm realizing
it. Because motherfuckers be trying to see how far they can go with certain shit.
Yes,
I think that's the best time.
Yes.
I think it's the best time.
I think it's the best time, because mm-hmm. then you get further, and it's like, you try to point some shit out, and it's like, I've been doing that. Or they're like flabbergasted because it's something they've been doing this whole time, and you've never brought it up, and now finally you're blowing up, and it looks like you're the crazy one, and now you're getting gaslit.
Yeah. How do you feel about men saying that they need to be chose as well?
Like, I think they do need to be chosen as well.
Like, but no, saying like, I'm the prize. Everybody
I'm the prize in the relationship. I would hope that you think, I would hope that you think of yourself as a prize. And I hope that you are picking or seeking prizes as well.
Yeah. My only issue with men that use that terminology, any nigga that I find attractive, they don't say that. They say, I know my worth. Mm-hmm. I know what I want.
Right.
And I know what I expect out of a relationship. Now, the men that sit here and use the terminology that I'm the prize, they're usually not the prize. They're using it and they're saying that because they might have a certain amount of fucking money.
That's funny.
And they think bitches need to capitulate to the type of nigga that they are. And they feel like they need to be catered to when they are bringing nothing of any emotional or mental standpoint to the relationship. Mm-mm. Those are the nigga that you. Those are the niggas that come off sassy when they're like, I'm the prize. No, nigga, you have some fucking dollars in your account. Like, I don't have that as well.
Yeah. Now, if you're saying you're the prize because you feel as though you don't need to approach a woman or you don't need to court a woman.
Any woman that wants me needs to come to me. Yeah, those are the men that are using that terminology. Weird. Now, that can come off very... I'm not going to sit here and say sassy because I said it's underlying homophobia and that shit. But it's a turnoff. It's a turnoff.
That is a turnoff.
Because it's like...
I want you to think highly of yourself as a man.
I want you to know your self-worth. Like, a lot of men, when you ask them what is their worth... tied into,
they have no clue.
Answers that they give you are so fucking sad.
It's sad. A lot of niggas don't even know what they like. Mm-hmm. What do you enjoy? Like, what are your interests?
Going to work.
Yeah, I'm just locked in. What do you like besides being when you're not locked in? What the fuck are you doing? What is it that?
What are we here for?
What is it that gets your brain tingling? Like, what are you watching your free time?
Money.
What do you like? There's other things in life besides being
money.
Locked in. Like, shit, I'm a locked in ass bitch too. I got two. Like, I know how to get to the grind, but you have to have. My biggest thing now when it comes to dating and like seeking a partner of some sort, or just somebody I want to spend my time with, you have to have work life balance. If you don't have work life balance, I'm completely turned off because I've dealt with that before. Where it's every excuse was because you work. Oh, I work. I work hard. I do this. I do that. Well, you know, I'm tired because I work. You know, I don't do this because I work. Nobody wants to hear that shit every day.
It's repetitive.
I work too. Yep. But I'm making time for the things I enjoy outside of work.
You know, they even said, we ran that down to the ground. You make time for what you want.
But you do.
It's cliche.
Certain things just just reign true because it just is what it is. You do make time for the things that you want. You do make time for the things you're interested in. So.
Absolutely. And on that note, we're going to jump right into miscellaneous question. All
right.
So we got number one is Battle of the Ball Heads. And number two is I Actually Prefer Chicken.
Let's do Battle of the Ball Heads.
Damn, I wanted to do the chicken. You know we always end up doing the...
Y'all rock, paper, scissors, shoot for it. All
right.
Best rock, out of three.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh, my God.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
It's nerve-wracking. Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh, my God, y'all. Come on.
Chicken.
Alrighty, y'all. We are here. One has to go. Grapes, strawberries, mangoes, or watermelon. Which one can you live without for the rest of your life?
Strawberries.
Grapes, strawberries, mango. Yeah, strawberries.
Strawberries gotta go.
Strawberries.
I thought that was gonna be a little bit harder.
They get old too
fast. Okay,
gotta go.
Wait.
And they're not as sweet as they used to be.
No, they're not.
And they have to be in season for them to taste.
I don't like holding the green thing, biting it. I'd rather...
Might have to switch it.
You gonna say watermelon. She don't fuck with watermelon. She's stupid as hell.
I love watermelon.
It's red water.
I actually really want watermelon today.
It's red water.
Damn, I haven't had a watermelon all summer.
Strawberries, you can do stuff to manipulate it to make it be taste good and be
better.
I
like strawberries with peanut butter on like a rice cake.
Thank you.
That's my favorite snack. It's very healthy, low calorie.
It's really cute.
But strawberries, you gotta really get a good batch for you to be in the mood.
But some watermelon literally tastes like green water, red water.
Yeah, but that's because you got to pick the
right
one.
Yeah, you got to pick the right one.
Just like the
But I would still, I would rather eliminate
watermelon is not all season fruit, and I don't know why they got them around all the time. And what's up with this seedless
because
shit?
Because we live in America.
You should don't eat.
When's the last time you had a grape with a seed?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I haven't seen a grape with a seed since I was like five.
They said do not buy anything seedless.
Girl,
I'm going with watermelon though.
Where are you gonna go to get that though?
Farmer's market.
Even the farmer's market, it's seedless.
Farmer's market. I don't know nothing.
She don't know not a damn thing.
I'm gonna take watermelon out though. Don't eat her.
That's unfortunate for you. Let me not judge you. You said watermelon.
But you did already. Let me not judge you. You said
watermelon, so it's watermelon. I apologize.
Kiss my ass.
Okay, and then what about the ball heads?
But I don't want to do that one because you're the one that was just about to ask. Let me introduce it.
Okay.
Which was a better movie, Drumline or Stomp the Yard?
What's Ballhead got to do with anything?
Nick Cannon was ballheaded and Columbus Short was ballheaded.
Which was better?
Fuck you.
Which movie was better?
Drumline.
Drumline. Hands down.
Drumline. I think you just made that up. They didn't do that.
Yes, they did. Bitch. When he was battling for his spot. Yes.
Are you dumb?
Or was it the battle round? Remember?
Yeah, I didn't like when Columbus Short did it.
Hey, we dropped the Zetas.
No.
Zetas.
You don't like Chris Brown getting killed in 15 minutes?
No.
You know, it was good then. It was good then because I really didn't know about Greek life. But then now, like, I know a little bit. It's annoying.
Trash. All of it.
It's annoying. I hate fake Greek shit because I hate it. I just hate it. It's fake Greek cringy.
Shit that I watched.
I watched the
Trevor Jackson movie.
Yes. That was the last.
That Greek, boy died at the end of that movie. That was the last Greek movie
that I watched.
And they were
I
said, so. Why did
I
watch
this? I hate it. It's so cringy.
I think it did. I think it got taken down.
It's like Greek life is not that cringy in real life. Why is it like this?
It's actually worse.
It's just
they make it very dramatic.
It's actually worse.
Depending on where you go to school at.
I'm going with Drumline though. Come on.
Yeah, Drumline. Like I'm sorry. Stomp the Yard is still one of the top.
You couldn't read no fucking music,
and that's why I relate.
On Floyd Mayweather.
That's why I relate.
You can't read?
No, I can't read music. I used to memorize everything in choir.
Well, people that's can't why read I love everything.
That. That's why I love that movie.
Can't read everything. You can't read everything.
Wrap it up.
Episode 143 of I Said What I Said podcast featuring.
Mwah.
Jasmine was supposed to say.
Oh.
She's just staring and smiling. I thought it was Shani.
Featuring your girl, Shani. You can follow me on Instagram at Jazzy, of course, and make sure you follow the podcast on Instagram at I Said What I Said podcast.
You can follow me on nothing. You can actually follow the podcast, though, on TikTok at I Said What I Said Pod 1. You can follow us on Twitter at ISWIS Pod. I Said What I Said Pod. Like, subscribe, rate, view, watch all the YouTubes because we some funny ass bitches.
We are funny.
I'll be cackling.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.